warm you. I've just got one question for you, man. I'm sure you get this asked all the time, but do you think that there is a future for the British manufacturing industry?
I think no. It's been slaughtered. It's dead.
Punky. Goober, Goober!
Hello!
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And over the next hour or so, we're going to give you the very best in music you can't hear anywhere else.
Quite possibly also the worst in chat.
The very worst in chat. We've got an absolutely packed show this week. Tone, later on in the show, of course,
yes.
we have got about 40 minutes in. I've got the interview I did with Frank Sinatra 2 weeks before he died.
Nice.
That's right, yeah. And about halfway through the show, we're going to be going live to LA to find out what Mel Gibson really thinks about Jewish people. We've got exclusive new material from what's left of the Beatles. They've gone into the studio as a drum and bass outfit.
Right.
But to kick off the show, here's something I wasn't expecting. That's right, Elvis Presley and Keith Moon in the same building at the same time. It's going to be great. What a show.
What a show.
We've got Word of the Week this week, I'm particularly pleased with.
Right.
Because, Tony?
Yes.
Military intelligence is an oxymoron.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Sports personality is an oxymoron.
Right.
But an intelligent blonde is a foxy moron. And that's this week's Word of the Week, as made up by me. Foxy moron. That's right. If you're pretty, but you're clever, you're a foxy moron.
Like
what do you think of that? It's nice,
that's
isn't
nice.
It? There's other Word of the Week opportunities coming up in the show that we'll probably forget to read out.
Yeah.
I didn't know what songs we were going to play until this morning. And then miraculously, I found five nutters. Shall we kick off with the first one?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do the first one. This is by the Skags. They haven't got a website.
Right.
He's got a MySpace.
Yep.
What is it?
It's myspace.com/theskags. Skags with a Z.
Oh, Skags with a Z. It's Tony 1, Internet 0.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Very
and
much.
This is, well... This is Fucked Off. How about that then? We
great
like that.
Song.
Oh, look out. Oh,
great
that was close.
Always turning down.
Always turning down.
Always turning down
the CD player. Always turning down the CD player. Should we kick straight into MySpace?
Let's do it.
Because I was away for a few days this week. I was working again.
You have been gigging loads.
I've been gigging a lot, mate. I've got infections.
Okay.
I've got infections from working so hard. No, my gums are up. It's all right. It's not my balls. But it meant that I wasn't on MySpace for a few days, and when I came back, we had 20 friends to add.
Right.
And a load of MySpace comments to go through, and I've been loving them. Thank you so much this week. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Oh, by the way, if you want to find out more about the Skags, they'll be on the Top 24, as will the other bands this week, so yeah, make sure that you check out the page, etc. So, look, there's so many comments, I'm going to do them in two parts, and you're going to do the Podcast Alley stuff halfway. Deal?
Yes,
deal.
Halfway.
All right. So, myspace.com/punkyradio. It's a really good way to leave us a message that we do see. First one's from Hugh. Yo, bitches. Tony, I take back all the nice things I said about you in my email. You're a wank stain on the duvet of society. Sort yourself out and get laid. Male or female, doesn't matter. You may end up with a bit more balls.
Okay.
I trusted you and you let me down. I don't know why. Shame on you. Fuck the lot, you fucking fucks. Love the show, you shitiots. Keep up the good work. Peace out, muddy cluckers.
Right. That's odd. He emailed me and is a twat. Then is it certainly in the collection of maths?
Oh, it hasn't been done yet.
Right, that must be it.
That's it, yeah. Hugh, chill.
Chill out, mon.
The next one's from Tara Jiggity.
Tara Jiggity.
And it's like she keeps sending us stuff saying, I love the way you say my name. Tara Jiggity. Oh, Tara Jiggity. Tara Jiggity. I pity the fool. I pity the fool. Tara Jiggity. I ain't got no pain. You crazy Matt Murdock. I pity the fool. Tara Jiggity. Gooper. How's life been? Tara Jiggity. Again, I return with yet another comment from the depths of Pennsylvania. I've got quite the story for you. So, as usual, another Friday night and I'm stuck babysitting a three-year-old Tuppy. Well, this time the brat decides to take all the houseplants and dump them on the floor. What I did afterwards wasn't much better. I started crying out of frustration and she felt so sorry for me that she cleaned the whole mess up. I felt like such an emo.
Kimblerd.
Oh, jiggity. Kimblerd. So the moral of the story is that everyone has an emo moment. You should have a section on the show called The Emo Confessional. It's where people confess their emo moments and then we can all laugh our asses off at them. P.S. Maybe the only reason I do this is just to hear you say my name. Tara Jiggity. I don't know why, but I think it may be turning me on. Tara Jiggity, Tara Jiggity, Tara Jiggity.
That's quite a good
idea. What a great idea, the emo confessional.
We should do that.
Let's dive from now.
All right.
Shall they send them to you? Do you want another little bit to do? Yeah, because you've got the emo voice.
Punkyradio.com.
Tony@punkyradio.com if you have an emo confessional. Bearing in mind, when Tony reads it out, I'll be slagging it off.
Yeah.
Right, this one's from Bear, because we can't go a week without Bear. We're lost without him. This show's Bear without Bear.
Yeah.
Don't jiggle it. Don't jiggle it. Polo Blowjo don't work as well with just a mint. Thank you, Bear. We did ask.
Yes, that's true.
And I've never tried the tuna tingler. Don't jiggle it. Right. Although it's going on the to-do list. That's very good. Well
right,
done, Bear.
Okay.
Make sure that you brush your teeth aggressively and then go down on chicks. We'd like your responses. Next one's for the human being. Love the show, but I have a quick question. You played a song, Stand Up for England, when you were talking about the World Cup. It's by Cooper, but you didn't announce a site or anything. No way I can get it. Thanks, mate. Human being. Yes. myspace.com/Cooper. K-O-O-P-A.
Yep.
And it's there.
There'll be in our friends somewhere, but...
It's on our friends somewhere. Oof. If you can be bothered
so
to go
many
through.
Pages.
68. Do you know, we're one page off 69 pages.
Oh, so close.
I might hold it at that. I'll be holding it anyway.
Yeah.
Right, this one's from the BJs.
Right.
Because,
oh,
do you
cool,
know,
yeah.
I've spent quite a few weeks trying to get people to send in a judgmental.
Yeah.
A serious judgmental, can't do anything about it. Mention toothpaste, knobs and fannies in the same sentence and we're inundated.
Yeah.
Toothpaste plus clitoris, yup. Toothpaste plus penis, yup. But never use an extra strong mint, we know these things. It's our name after all, love the blowjobs. Fair enough. Last one in part one from Padders. Gooper, here's something for you. I came home late one night and my mum says in her usual, your late voice, you're late, smacktard. I double take. My mum had nicked my iPod and was listening to your show. I have high hopes for your answering machine message. Keep up the good work, smacktards. Yours truly, Padders. Thanks, Padders. We love it when we convert a mother. Tara Jiggity.
Okay, here are the Podcast Alley comments. If you haven't voted for us so far this month, please do. Go to punkyradio.com. The top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Click on that.
74 votes as we talk. Thank you so much, because I know we did a bit of begging last week.
We did.
If you haven't voted yet, it only takes a minute. Fucking vote for us.
Podcastalley.com. But yes, there you go.
Yeah.
And here we go. Let's comment. Darkness Falls. Gooper fucking Gooper.
Indeed.
I was deprived of Punky for a week.
No!
My server caught fire and destroyed itself.
Oh, God.
And my computer. Thankfully, I have a new one now. Well, I've been given lots of dodgy looks while doing my job and listening to Punky as I grin and laugh maniacally by Antipro.
Thank you, Antipro.
Thank you much. Vote time. If you're reading this, you're wasting your time. Don't listen to what I have to say. I'm a lech and a weirdo. Though I am trying to save
is
the lepers.
Is it
from me? Trying to save lepers from the evil frotuists.
Frotuists. Frotterists.
Frotterists. Listen to Punky now.
Practitioners of frottage. We've discussed frottage before.
Yeah, is that where you're touching people with the clothes?
It's when you rub yourself up against people on the tube.
Nice.
I also call it Wednesday.
Another vote. Hey there, Punky. I left you a comment back in June about listening to your podcast in my math class. And guess what? I failed. But that's okay. I'm taking it again this year. Keep up the good work. From Brett Lassard in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Canardinan. Nice.
Is it Canardinan?
Punky is the best.
It is.
I love this show so much.
So do I.
I wear always looking on my breasts.
Always looking on her breasts.
On her t-shirt, you perverts. And that's from Twilight.
Thank you, Twilight. There is a photograph of Twilight's torso on our MySpace. And if you'd like to have a close look at her breasts, I suggest you go myspace.com/PunkyRadio.
And the Rose Gallery is now up.
The Rose Gallery is now up.
And Fat Boy and
it's a shame
Twilight.
It's a shame we couldn't do a poll on that. Who's got the biggest tits? Fat Boy or Twilight?
Maybe we could.
Oh, you're so talented.
Well, thank you. Vote. Here's my Brazilian berserker.
Berserker. My mighty berserker.
Vote for Mighty Punky. Gooper, Gooper. Cheers, guys. And that's some Rude Boy.
Rude Boy.
Podcast. That'd be Marcos then.
That is South America. Rude Boy. South America. South America. Rude Boy.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Gooper, Gooper. Who said quality didn't involve swearing your ass off?
Not me.
This podcast is the best one out there. Of course not. And everyone needs to listen, or you surely are a
Kinserve.
That's what L Train the Third.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go. Who did say that?
I don't know. There's PCA comments.
Charlatan. Right, part two, MySpace, because we got those. And this will end up with no music, but I don't mind.
Okay.
I have to say, you guys are the fucking best podcast I've ever listened to. I'm listening to you right now, actually, and you play some of the best music.
Yes.
Me and my friend have a podcast as well, but it's shit compared to yours. So all I can say is I fucking love it, and you guys, and if Punky ran for rule of the world, I'd be the first in line to vote. Charlie, a.k.a. Captain. P.S. I call someone a tuppy every day, and they have no idea what it means, so I get away with it. Ha ha. Thanks, Captain. The thing is, we don't know which podcast yours is, so we can't say don't listen to this, it's shit. Oh, good thinking.
Aha. Uh-huh.
This one's from Anna. Pooper Gooper. Well, hello. Just thought I'd say hi. And let Tony know, my friend Danica, I don't know, thinks your accent is sexy, and she would tap you just because of it.
Yay!
Now, mind you, she hasn't seen any pictures, but still, should make you hard happy. Cheers. Have a not toppy week, Anna.
Oh, thank you very much.
Sorry, do you have any tone?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so where were you? Your lodger. Now... So there I was, surfing the Britcaster forums, when up pops a message from a noob called Paulie B, telling everyone about his music comedy podcast called Punky. Always willing to give something new a try. I hopped on over, subscribed on iTunes, the new version sucks, by the way, and loaded it onto my iRiver MP3 player so I could listen to it in the gym. All together now, you don't need an iPod to listen to the show.
You don't need an iPod.
Yeah, that was I wasn't going to do it. Oh, more music. I'm clever. I got to the gym, started the running machine and pressed play. The first track was St. George's Day and it was so brilliant it blew me away. Pockets, babies.
Yep.
Not literally, of course. That would be dangerous in any gym-type environment. Yes, it would. But it blew me away metaphorically and musically. Anyway, thanks to Punky, you've managed to get yet another Luddite converted to Punky music. It's all your fault, Graham. It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast and we're going to be playing their promo at the end of the show.
Nice.
Thank you very much, Graham. And Britcasters, if you are listening, send us a message and send us your promo. You'll get both on the show. We can help you out. Maybe you can help us back. Graham's going to play us. He said, can you do a clean promo for his show? Because his show has no swearing on it.
Really?
Yeah, but we could do a new promo after this one, couldn't we?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Graham will sort that for you. This one's from Kayla, one of our biggest fans, Kayla. Punky. I have truly been busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit in a frozen pond. It was only today that I was able to find time to listen to Punky, and even then I couldn't listen to it all at once. Tragic. Timing was perfect, though, because I stayed after today to clean the coves, and afterwards I was treated to hearing the cunts that destroyed the coves for Izzatrat. Psychic powers, or just two delusional psychos? Kayla. No, Tony's not a delusional psycho, but I think I'm God and I kill badgers. Right. Fat Boy. This may explain the start of the show. I'm not sure. New game. Listen to Paulie B doing the What's in the Show blurb in the first 60 seconds and then try and find it. That's after last week. But I keep saying we're going to do things and then completely forgetting about them.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for Frank Sinatra about 40 minutes in. Lastly from Michael. Gooper, I'd like to extend you my belated thanks for the ad, you slow-mo pogoing flap faces. Your show is absolutely brilliant. It has reassured us all that even if we're well over 30, we'll not have matured one bit. Our entire audience isn't well over 30.
Mm.
Keep up the good work and keep playing some good music. Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And we do read out all the best comments, so make sure you send them in. myspace.com/punkyradio. Right, so next song.
Yes.
Now, you remember last week we were going on about the magazine Devolution?
Yep, your song's on.
That's right. Well, Devolution, it turns out, isn't made in an office. It's made in the basement of a power station with rats and dribbling.
Oh.
And on the CD that they brought out, I didn't... I wasn't sure whether we could play stuff or not, but we can.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to play a track that's off the CD on the album Devolution, which is still available in the UK and the States, and they're on our top thingamabobs on MySpace. And we ought to put a Devolution link up on...
Punk Radio.
Punk Radio as well, yeah. Right, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. What? Bitch Slap Barbie. Can't find a website. What's in MySpace?
MySpace.com/bitch slap Barbie.
How are you spelling Barbie?
B-A-B-I-E?
No, that's baby. Ha-ha! Ha-ha! And so you fail.
Damn my infernal spelling.
Curse you. Curse that spelling bee. Curse you, English teacher, Mr. Davidson. What was your English teacher called?
I can't remember.
If you said Mr. Davidson then...
Mr. Adams, I think.
I would have been a delusional psycho. You don't realise that, do you?
Yeah. Okay.
This is... Oh, this one's about me, actually.
All right, brilliant. What's it called?
You Never Shut Up.
Yes, sir.
You, me, Saturday night, hotel room. Would you like to make my head hurt?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's the thing. That's the thing. When you're comfortable with your sexuality, you can freely and openly pretend to be gay.
On a global podcast.
On a global podcast, yeah.
Thanks for that.
Obviously, you can't. Now, I didn't... You can't. I meant you tuppy.
Thanks.
You tuppy. You can't. Email. After saying that, most of the we've only had a few this week and they're all quite short, but like yours. But look, I did want to read these out because we did get a lot interested in the old toothpastes, the Polo Blowjo, and what we were calling the spearmint click-lick, but I'm going with the spearmint tingler.
Right.
Because I think you're going to get away with that better in the classroom.
Okay, yeah.
I think you can make it at work,
yeah.
You can just say spearmint tingler.
Yes.
No one's going to know what you're talking about. He said, oh... What did you do last night? I had a spearmint tingler. Oh, really? Are they available in the shop?
It sounds like an ice cream.
Exactly. It's a spearmint tingler. Right, so there you go. Anyway. Right. From Fatboy again. Now then, I used to work with a bloke who used to work with Mark Knopfler, funnily enough. And he swore by rubbing a bit of toothpaste on the beef bus before parking it in Tuna Town. He swore by it. He said it's a very good idea, basically. Oh, be warned, don't use too much or it stings like fuck. Now, I've had it... It's been reliably passed on to me that you shouldn't actually apply toothpaste to your penis.
Right.
It's more the hot breath as a result of the brushing.
Okay.
Kids, don't rub toothpaste on your cocks.
No.
All right? Who says punk is not educational? Right. Oh. This one's from the Word Whore. All right. From Air At My Shorts, our second favourite podcast.
Yes.
I think that's fair to say. Although, yeah. Total Nonsense don't mention us anymore.
Where's their show
when
this
they
week?
Bother to make a show.
Oh.
But, yeah.
There's Dr. 69.
Of course, then you can't blame them, can they? Always stopping at 69. They probably had too much toothpaste. Spearmint Clicklick works fabulously, but you'd already know that if you Brits ever brushed your fucking teeth.
It's a fair point well made.
It is a fair point well made, yeah. There's a good reason why we don't brush our teeth all the time. We'd never get any work done.
No.
We'd all be 69ing throughout the working week. Right, this is from Josh. Hey, Paulie, I came across a website that will make you laugh your turd cutter off. It's filled with lots of kitten blood. Go to samuraikittens.com and enjoy the bloodshed. I guarantee it will get you snickering and yelling, kitten blood!
Kitten blood.
Look at all the kitten blood. Look at all the kitten blood. I'm always looking for the kitten blood. Have fun, and I will be sending a nomination to Tony for an Izzatwat in the next day or so. Always looking, Josh. Cheers, Josh. P.S. If you would let me or all of your listeners know what you think of it, I'm sure everyone will get a kick out of it, right? I haven't had a chance to look yet. I'll try and remember to look at Samurai Kittens this week.
Samurai Kittens, or is it .com?
Yeah, maybe some of our... Yeah, you don't get an extra point for that. Maybe some of our listeners...
Crap.
Maybe some of our listeners could review it for us, save me the bother. Just an idea.
Yeah.
Right, this is from Chantel, who we haven't heard from in a while, have we?
No.
No, perhaps we'll find out why. Oi, you crotch goblin smack tarding panheads.
Hi.
Here's a woman who likes the Punky Dictionary. What sort of cock knockery is this? I feel neglected. You have the US iTunes reviews and the UK iTunes reviews. Mm. What about us? Canadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadans. Way to make you Canadanadanadanadanadan. And she's actually right Canadian, but I'm not having it.
No.
Way to make your Canadanadanadanadanadan fans feel completely neglected and not worth mentioning. Canada, Nada, 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 do have a Canada, Nada, 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 iTunes.
No, 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 no.
So, my idea is we'll get in touch with the Word Whore and we'll see if she'll do an MP3 of her reading out our Canada, Nada, 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 iTunes reviews. So they'll be read out in a Canada, Nada, 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 accent, sense.
And what are the countries? What the.
What about the other countries? Do you mean there's more countries? Are there more countries?
I seem to remember in one geology class.
I just thought we owned all of them. yes, we'll work on Australian iTunes in the future.
Right.
All right. Let's
okay.
take it one country at a time.
Okay.
I don't know about Belgian iTunes, but we've got
fair
more
enough.
Listeners in Belgium than we have in Canada.
Have we?
And we've got a lot in Canada, yeah. I was doing a bit of research.
Really?
Yeah, we've got fucking loads of Belgians. The Belgians love us.
Brilliant.
With their chocolate making and their kiddie fiddling. I can't help thinking the two are connected.
Maybe the Belgian iTunes won't be worth reading now.
Probably not, no. Right, where am I? Punky says, hug a cow, eh? Oh, this is still Chantel. Well, I plan on hugging one on Sunday. Our local county fair's in town this week, so there are plenty of cows to hug and llamas to laugh at. Yeah, because what? Who doesn't want to laugh at a llama? I think they might even have an emu. Emo emu.
Emo emu.
By the way, I love Tony's accents. Oh, yeah, because you've got more than one now. ha, 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 ha. He sounded like a fucking smacktard.
Thanks.
I would like to mention that I, good sir, am not a teenage floozy. I just like to laugh at Bear. This is to do with our the Punky Owens MySpace group.
The Bear thread.
Yeah, and his angry Barry lumberjackness.
Ha.
Paul, I love how you asked Tony if he has a twat. And he's like, I do have a twat. So does that mean that Tony has a dirty little secret? Ha ha, I bet he does. He does. It lives with him. Paul, we would all appreciate it if you could wear some pants under your trousers. I'm sure... No, because you wouldn't want them then. Because chicks want my trousers. I'm sure Tony would appreciate it if you could keep your farts... Another toxic... I haven't farted in the studio for ages.
No, we know it's the door's open.
No, fair enough, yeah. Another toxic gas is inside of your shit crimper until you manage to find a safe release area, such as a closet or bathroom. Remember, everyone, hide the cows when Paul comes to visit. Bye-bye, you fucking piss mops. Chantel, kiss.
Started off okay.
Started off.
Lost us in the middle.
Anyway, Tony... Have you got a twat?
I have, sir.
Very good.
Is that the highlight of the show now?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, this is from Anna. Okay, how shall I really begin?
Okay.
first.
Oh, hang on. If you have a twat to nominate, get ahead of myself. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. Thank you all for your nominations recently. This one hasn't actually got where they're from, so we'll have to. I'll skip that one.
No. All right.
How shall I begin?
First introduction.
I am Anna. That's all
Hello.
You need to know about me for this to make sense, okay? So the person I wish to nominate for is a twat is my ex-boyfriend, Dave Hawthorne.
Boo!
Yes, it's true. He shares the same name as the most horrifying emo band ever to exist and have the audacity to call
himself
a band.
He's called Dave My Chemical Romance?
Exactly. Who's Sean about? I haven't got a clue. Please let me know. Anyway, but that's not why I was nominating him. See, it all happened 2 weeks ago. Dave went partying, normal as usual without me, got piss-faced drunk, completely smashed, made the correct decision and went home to sleep. Not really, though. Dave decided to keep drinking, so he drank a whole case of beer and left the bottles littered around his room. Went onto his computer, looked up some tasteful gay porn, and then proceeded...
Is there any other kind?
Obviously not. And then proceeded to pass out, with beer around his room and gay porn on the computer.
Hey.
You can imagine the surprise upon
his parents'
face.
Is this sounding familiar,
Tony? No. You can imagine the surprise
upon
his parents' face.
Tony calls this Wednesday.
When they entered his room, not only was their son passed out drunk, he was gay. At least he wasn't having anything out with his in his hand.
We would like to say, by the way, that...
There's nothing wrong with being gay.
Punky is not homophobic in any way, shape or form. And no. If our listeners choose to call each other twats because they pretend to be gay when drunk, It's entirely up to them. But Punky don't hate puffs.
That's right. That's what my best friends are.
All right, Benders.
In fact, Alcohol have quite a big gay following.
Really?
His name's Jason and he's big and gay.
Tony, that's three times you've made me laugh in 15 months. This is the longest twat ever, isn't it? Because I keep interfering,
yeah.
Sorry.
So anyway, so the son passed out drunk and
right,
he was gay.
Right, check this out, look.
Oh, okay.
I'm rewinding.
Okay. So it's like turning back time.
Huh? If I could turn back time. I would have smashed that record.
So he got grounded, and because of his new gay status at school, I broke up with him, hence the ex. So, for going partying without me, getting smashed, drinking more, looking up gay porn on his computer, leaving it there, and passing out, Dave Hawthorne is a twat. So. Oh.
Ah, that's doing it again. What are you doing?
I'm turning that down so I can do these a twat.
Yeah.
But it hasn't turned it down, has it?
No.
Okay.
I can still do it.
Weird. Anyway, so Dave Hawthorne...
Hang on, why don't I turn it down there?
You turn it down there.
Why don't I pause it, in fact?
Oh, nice. Dave Hawthorne, from Parts Unknown, is a twat.
It's easy for me to do it like that. I just pressed pause on that.
Yeah, but that's weird again, look. That
yeah.
is turned down.
Now look what you've done.
This happened last week.
You've turned everything down. What does that mean?
Well, I had to turn the CDs down because...
Oh, right, the other stuff was just down, was it? All right.
That's worrying.
I'm going to get on with the next record.
Okay.
That was, so is she saying she dumped him because he was pissed or she dumped him because he had gay porn on? Has she dumped him
because...
I think
she dumped him because he's gay.
Because he's homosexual.
Yeah, which is probably quite a good reason.
He's probably not going to mind that much.
Not really, no.
Unless she was a beard. Unless she was the front.
She'll have to think about that, really.
If she's got any brothers, she wants to have a good long hard look at them. Yeah. Not like that.
Okay.
Not like
anyway.
That. Anyway.
There you
go. Lucifer Star Machine. You haven't played them in a while.
No.
And they're fucking brilliant.
Yes, they are.
Should we play one now?
Yeah.
Excellent. Right then, Tone.
Yes.
They have got a MySpace. They've also got a website. But do you know what their website is?
LuciferStarMachine.com.
You could. It's 2-1.
It's
2-1. They will also be on our MySpace Top 24. And this song is about an incident I had. When I went down on a girl who was having a period.
Okay.
It's called Your Blood Tastes Ace. Down.
right down to it, but he knows the scouts of pain. Last night, no room, face smacks on trees, burn straight to your face. Now that you ask me, hey, you are not trying to your walls, will I be fine? Red Zone, hey, mate, how could you off on the same pitch, tell you that? Yeah, 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 Red Zone, hey,
it's Porky. Who's Scoob? Oh dear Lord, it's astrology. With Clito the non-clairvoyant. Oh, wait a minute, I just fell over Polymtonium. Absolutely intoxicated. I jumped from pub to get here from my home to the studio. Oh, that hiccuping again. I'll tell you, I'm absolutely rubbish. Okay, now, here we are for the Astro Libra reading for women Libras. Oh, dear. All of you broads are perfectionists of beauty and have a tendency to marry a beastie-looking man with deep pockets. Do you hear the chimmy-chimmy-chung-chung-chang? I do, of course. However, Libra women usually grow old into a psychic gypsy, making oodles of income, ripping people off. Oh, yes, I would absolutely trust one to run my business. Oh, yes, it's absolutely rubbish. Now as for the Libra men, you're always shacking up with the poor, pathetic lunatics. I know Paul and Tony thinks I'm a lunatic, but at least I'm not poor. No, but I am a whore. Did I say that so loudly? Oh, thinking you can save them from their own self-destruction. Like, you can, you bitch. That's how you really say it, poor bitch, not bitch. You have to remember that we speak a little differently out here in the United States of America. Oh, I know we have Bubba who runs our country now, don't we? Now, I think I better stop talking because I'm so absolutely fucked off. Oh, Paul and Tony, I'm sorry, but I tried to do the best I could now, couldn't I? I just wanted to tell you Libras that you must face your future until December. You made some bad decisions the past 2 years. And you know the old saying, out with the old and in with the new? But of course it's going to be out with the new and in with the old with you guys because you really fucked up. Now I better get off this mic before I start Oops. Excuse me, I think I farted as I was getting up from the mic. Oh, I'm a total mess, Paul and Tony. Now back to you, Ponky Ratio.
I don't know.
If you've got any idea what that woman's on about, answers on a fucking postcard, please.
I don't know.
That is the monthly astrological horoscope from Clito Going Brittle. And it was Libra. If you've got a birthday next month, well, because we keep getting it wrong, don't we? Because it's actually from the end of the month. It's about the 20th to the 21st.
They start
mid-month,
don't they, horoscopes?
Yeah. If you are... What's after Libra? Scorpio.
Sagittarius?
No, Scorpio, no. I should know. It's the proper Mrs. Edwards.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, November, yeah.
You don't want to fuck that up. Scorpio. If you are a Scorpio and you would like your birthday in some way included, in some form or shape or way or something, by hey, the first Foxy Moron in LA.
True.
Then make sure you email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Or alternatively, don't bother. She's going to come up with the same old bollocks anyway. She's fantastic, but mental. Right, so it's time for Poetry Corner because we've had a couple of brilliant poems this week,
all right.
Inspired by the Laughing Man's shit poem last week.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's from a lovely young lady whose MySpace profile name is, long story short, I killed him.
Nice.
Yeah. By the way, if you do have a poem, I would rather that you emailed them to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner.
Right.
Keeps it simple.
How did that one come through?
This came through by magic.
Really?
Yeah. No, this was on MySpace, but I didn't have any other poems.
Got you, okay.
Right. She goes, well, I'm back, and with two new poems. I don't know, maybe we've read one out before, I don't know. The first one I wrote a few minutes ago, and the other I've known for an eternity. Here they are. First is called Tony Hearn and Paulie B.
Hey!
Chickens will rule the world, and the monkeys will have partial ownership. Kangaroos will save the world, and the monkeys will take all the credit. The chickens and kangaroos will band together to make a powerful force. Who will the monkey band with? How about a horse? And who might the horse and monkey be? Why, Tony Hearn and Paulie B. This girl is genuinely off her nut, right? But the next poem is a little... It's a bit similar to the poem I wrote about... how old am I? 36?
Yeah.
The poem I wrote about 15 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, I come before you, not behind you, to address you, not undress you. There's a ladies' meeting for men only on Wednesday the 4th, which is a Friday. Admission is free, pay at the door. Pull up a chair and sit on the floor. Here you will learn about Christopher Cucumber, who sailed the Mrs. Sloppy River with the Star-Spangled Banana in one hand and the Declaration of Indigestion in the other. If you don't think this lie is true, ask the blind man. He saw it too. She's good, isn't she?
Nice.
She's good.
Who was it?
She's good. Who was what?
Do you read out who actually wrote them?
Long story short, I killed him.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Did both of them.
Nice one.
Yeah, really, really good. Well done, you. Well done, you. Now, we have got a judgmental this week. But
right.
It's not, they are good poems, by the way. I'm sorry.
They
I'm
are
just,
good poems.
I'm in a bit of shock because one of our listeners has actually shown some
it's
genuine
true culture.
Intelligence, thought and culture. Yeah.
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 Who'd have thought it?
I think I might need to lie down. Fancy coming?
No. What is this, the gay special?
Can you say something while I have a sip of my tea?
Yeah, don't forget our t-shirt shop's still open. If you go to punkyradio.com, click on store under the home link at the top, and you can buy about five or six different designs now on there. Two of them's in pink. It's great.
That's all you've got to say, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Our t-shirt store's
don't forget,
going really well.
Please send in, if you do buy a t-shirt, sending a picture of yourself.
Yes.
We've had the first two.
We've got the first two.
And they're on the Punky Radio Rooms
one
Gallery
in
now.
Yorkshire.
Yep,
and one in back in the fuck
back
US.
In the fuck, yeah,
back in the fuck US and Yorkshire. They're twinned with each other.
Please check them out.
Yeah,
and he bought one in red.
And our t-shirt shop is doing so well that we got a volume bonus from Cafe Press for the number of units we've shifted.
That's right, yeah.
So thank you, everyone. We've earned an extra 83 cents.
83 cents. Which
83 cents.
Which is about 2 pence.
It equates to, well...
A blackjack.
Maybe a blackjack.
Or maybe a fruit salad. They were the days.
My favourites were cola bottles.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
but I didn't like the cola bottles with the sugar on them. They were too much for me.
No, that's going one step too far.
It was going one step too far. Shall I do judgmental now? We've got a bit of time, haven't we?
Have we?
I think so, yeah. All right, well, you might have to...
About 38 minutes in.
Can you just go into my box and get out my cinnamon gum? It's in the left-hand side.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all set, yeah.
There you go.
Thanks, man. Brilliant. Ta. Okay, so those of you who... maybe slightly more recent to the show, may not have heard of Judgmental, but Judgmental is a judging superhero alter ego that I have that only comes out when I indulge in the chewing of cinnamon gum.
Yes, which you discovered in the US.
Which I discovered. Well, I actually discovered it on the way to Toronto, as it goes.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a perfectly. I don't really know how it happens because. It's not like I go into a trance or anything, but when I come out of it, I can't remember what I've said.
Really?
I've got no idea, no.
Do you remember what's said to you?
No, not really.
Really? Oh, cool.
Yeah, so this would be a good opportunity for you to get a couple of things off your chest, Tone. Bear in mind, the judge apparently is violent.
All right.
I don't know. So, look, we've been on about this for weeks, right? I personally see nothing wrong with the TV licence in the UK. Now,
right.
People in other countries maybe don't understand what the TV licence is. I think it's justified. And valid, because we do get quality programming as a result of it, and not adverts. But I can understand why people, who maybe aren't so fucking loaded as I am, resent paying 120 quid a year for the privilege. Anyway,
yeah.
We're going to pose the question to Judgmental, basically. We want to know, Judgmental, is the TV licence justified?
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Should it be there? So, look, the cinnamon gum is going in, right? The judge hasn't got his proper music, either.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking that.
The judge, because we've lost the judge's proper music.
Oh,
all right, but look, here he goes. Right, it's him. And you know, we don't make this up. It is in, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm now chewing the cinnamon gum.
It sounds really disgusting.
It's starting to get a bit tingly, you know. It's making me talk of fun air. This is a tougher one. As I can see the argument from both sides. Making me talk funny. On the one hand, it's a relatively small amount of money for what is a very comprehensive service that incorporates four quality TV channels. Arguably the best and new service in the world. Hundreds of national and local radio stations. The worst service on a refreshing lack of advertising. Interrupting its programming. Its sponsor coverage is... Its sponsor coverage is also uninterrupted and its commissioning of exciting new dramas, feature films and documentaries makes it the envy of the media world. However, just after Polly B watched the Spooks last week and just as he was commenting on how great the BBC was, they promoted a new series on the BBC made Dog Borstal, a new low in television entertainment and a complete waste of the licence fee. Father, this is a reason I alone have to say that I cannot condone the licence fee remaining in our modern free market society. Whilst the BBC continues to tumble down in a ratings war, it doesn't need to happen anyway. All of this is cinnamon gum is a magma taco fada. Christ.
This place stinks now, cinnamon gum.
Christ. You should try having it inside your mouth.
There you are.
And the gum. So what happened then?
Homoerotic, I tell you.
What? What happened then?
Oh, I don't think he likes it.
Do you?
No.
Fuck.
That's weird, isn't it, really?
I thought the judge would have been on my side, I'll be perfect, but...
You should have seen someone about that.
Well, the thing is, we have to go with what the judge says, don't we?
Yeah.
If the judge says the licence fee isn't justified, we must march on Broadcasting House immediately!
Oh, I'll get me coat.
That does make me talk funny. That is, it does my head in as well. I'm all light-headed now.
It genuinely smells.
So, if you have a very interesting quandary you'd like the judge to sort out, I don't want to do them too often...
Right.
It really does.
No,
it really
don't.
Sorts me out. It's, God, dear.
Once a month or do.
My mouth's all tingly. Yeah, send us through a good one. Paulie B at punkyradio.com. Titling your email, Judge Mental. If you'd like to see a photograph of Judge Mental, because what we didn't say is he does magically change. It's yes. On our MySpace profile and punkyradio.com. He looks a bit like Judge Dredd, only a bit sexier.
Okay.
Right, next track. Track four. Little bit of a departure here. We're playing a bit of goth.
All right.
It's not goth, Paul. It's Gothic Evolved. Don't you know anything?
Gothic Evolved.
This is by a band called Corrision, who I believe we... Did we play Scarification, one of our first ever shows? I don't know whether we've...
We used to play them on the pop radio, didn't we?
We used to play... Yeah, it wasn't a proper radio show. That shit radio show on that shitty, shitty station.
Shitty, yes.
In Shitland.
God.
That one. With
bastards.
No listeners.
Bastards.
That we used to pretend had millions of listeners so people would send us records.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. And now we've got with loads of listeners and they've all dried up. This band are fantastic and Pete out of the band bumped into me at Reading Festival last year. I think it was last year. I don't know. Sometimes I just get really confused. Anyway, this is called Fuckers. But what is their website, Tony?
Corrision.co.uk?
Corrision.com! He's wrong! Ha ha! It's 2-2. You see, you're not getting any help this week because you were too good last week. It's 2-2. You've only got one go left. Can I do it? At the moment, we're on a Desmond. This is frightening. This is called Fuckers, right? And it's got a bit of a lead in.
Sweat from our brows. what have I done? I severed my past, now I'm down to my last desperate chance. Don't let the fuckers bring you down. Don't let the fuckers bring you down. I cannot believe what I come to see. Don't let the fuckers bring you down.
See, I really like that. I think it's great. I think they're a fantastic band. They are a fantastic band. We haven't mentioned all the bands we've been playing this week, have we, on the beds?
No.
On the beds, and we should do. This week we have already played The Needles, Planet Smashers, Zombie Ghost Train, Microscope. Have we done Cemetery Surfers?
Yep.
Cemetery Surfers, and we're now into Mustang Lightning, and all their details are on punkyradio.com.
At the band's page at the top, all the beds are at the top of the page.
All the beds are, and they're all great, fantastic instrumentals, and we've got some great new instrumentals coming. I'm sorry that I haven't sorted them out yet. That is a great band, Christian. I didn't say what the Lucifer Star Machine one either. The lead singer is a German living in South London, and I'd called him a Krautney.
Krautney, yeah.
And he loves it. He goes on telling everyone he's a Krautney. But he did get very upset when I said, I like you, you've got the same hairline I have.
Yeah.
Really
doing...
pissed him off, yeah. Well, look, he has.
Oh, yeah, he has.
I'm not joking. Right, but look, the album's brilliant. It's called Fire in Your Hole. And it's got a naked woman on the front tone, so that should be enough to make you buy it.
Wicked.
And it's available through Noisemaker Records and Noisemaker.de.
Yeah.
Who also look after Dragster.
Yeah.
Interesting link here. Fee from Dragster, I was having a little MySpace chat with this morning.
All right.
And I sent her out shopping.
Okay.
More of that next week.
Right.
Hopefully she'll listen to the show this week and she'll find that very funny. But I sent her out shopping last week with some ideas of how to brighten up her day's shopping.
Right. Okay. I'm very confused.
Hopefully we'll find out about it next week.
Okay, cool.
Hopefully she'll report in. That would be great if she could report in on a shopping trip. But she won't, will she? She'll send me an email. But, Fee, we'd like it live. We've got no facility to phone people up and make phone calls, do stuff like that, have we?
No, not yet.
I wonder if we will be able to in the Punky Bunker.
Don't know.
That'd
possibly
be nice, wouldn't it?
I'm sure we could rig something up.
I'd like to briefly tell you about my gig in Swindon last week.
Okay,
if I may.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, because you know we did this show and then I drove to Swindon. And
yeah.
A nightmare getting there. But I got there and it's a really nice gig actually. But I went on stage and said, it's great to be here in Swindon. And they went, yeah. I said, the home of Mark Lamar. And they went, hooray. And I went, Belinda Messenger. They went, hooray. The Magic Roundabout. And they went, yay. And I said, and witchcraft. Right? And there was just a silence. Right? I think it might be the home of witchcraft.
Right.
Right. I was having a bit of a laugh about it being West Country and all, but like that, but they fucking really seriously didn't like it.
Oh.
So I've learned that lesson now.
Okay.
I have learned that lesson now.
You can learn.
But yeah, what was... Oh, yeah, the Magic Roundabout. Because, you know, I was having a chat with Mike McGee in Montreal, who runs Union Labour Group.
Mm.
Mike said that he was terrified of roundabouts. And I said, fucking hell, man, you haven't seen a roundabout until you've come... There's two places in England that the roundabouts are twinned, Hemel Hempstead and Swindon. We've talked about it before, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's basically, it's one roundabout with six mini roundabouts around the outside
That's
of it.
Evil.
You can go the wrong way around the roundabout and still be legal. They're my favourite places.
Oh,
they're my favourite places. They're great. For locals and experienced drivers like myself, they're a refreshing challenge. They're wonderful. But they just get this great sign as you go up to it. It basically just goes, says to anyone not from there, welcome to hell. you will get on this roundabout and stay on it forever. But yeah, great. Anyway, I had a nice gig. Can't remember why I was going to start talking about Swindon then.
Oh.
Might have been. Oh, because witchcraft. Because then... At the weekend, I was talking to someone, and I mentioned Clophill, and they'd been there, because Clophill's in Bedfordshire, just north of Hitchin.
Right.
And Clophill has a witch's coven. And when I was younger, significantly younger, in fact, when I used to go down to Red Hart in Hitchin when I was about 16, every time there was a full moon, this bloke used to show up with an unmarked white transit van, leg it into the pub and say, the witches are at Clophill, who's coming for a look? And we'd all get carry-outs, pile in the back and drive up to Clophill and kind of look through the bushes at the witches. And it was brilliant, man, it was brilliant. There was goat sacrifice, like naked virgins, right, fires, cloaks. And then we'd have a look at the witches. they're white witches, but they used to do proper ceremonies and that, and you could stare at them through the bushes and that.
Were they naked?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Well, they were naked under their cloaks. Every once in a while...
I'll take that.
Tony, every once in a while, they'd pull a teenager out of a bush. It was never me. But yeah, we used to go there. And as far as I know, they're still there.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so if you've had an interesting incident with the Witches of Clophill... Why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com. If, on the other hand, you fantasise about being buggered by witches with strap-ons, why not get in touch with Tony? That's tony@punkyradio.com. Why not title your email, I want to be buggered by a witch with a strap-on. Tony.
Dear, bet you I get some this week. But that's a different story.
I think we've given people lots of opportunities to get in touch with us this week. Look, we've pretty much covered everything, I think.
Maybe an honorary mention for the PPAs.
We've had so much in. The Podcast Peer Awards, Tony. I'll let you talk about them. You know I'm too upset about it.
So we got nominated for the music category and we got through to the finals, which ended
well
on
done
the
us,
1st
by the
of
way.
October. I think we're one of the few British ones on there, so that's really...
We were the only British-based podcast that made it through to the final stage.
Yeah.
I think, in any category. I think, anyway. Yeah. I might be wrong, but I think so.
But when the results were announced, we basically came second, so I think we lost out by three or four votes.
Three votes to the legend of podcasting that is CC Chapman.
Right.
So. Accident House. It's just about the best-known music podcast from when podcasting began.
Got you.
So... It's a Pyrrhic victory for him, really.
Yeah.
He's had another year and a bit on us, and we only lost by three votes. Look
bad,
out, CC. Punky's coming to get you.
Always looking behind you.
Always looking behind you at bits we shouldn't be doing. No, well done, CC Chapman, and well done to everyone else who got through at the final stage, including Music Nerve, Unharsh Mellow, and All Access Radio were the other three in it, I think. We beat them, though.
Did we?
Yeah, we beat them,
second,
because we came seventh. Because we were runners-up. It was nice for Punky to come second, actually. Because normally, I'll be honest with you,
we come first.
Right, last song.
Okay.
Thank you to everyone who's listened to us this week. We'll talk briefly during our lovely, beautiful end-out, play-out track thing, but I haven't played this band for ages. We played a song by this band ages ago called Big Boobs, which had that great bit in it halfway through when it goes down and big boobs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then it just goes, big boobs.
Big boobs.
Boobs. It's great. Well, I found another fantastic song by them. And we haven't played them for ages. And they're mates with Wonk Unit and Dead Identities, I think, as well. They've done gigs with them. I think they're from Bromley. And I could tell you more. In fact, I've got their fucking press release here. What am I saying? I think they're from Bromley. Let's find out. Are they from Bromley? Well, they recorded in Catford. and they are musically the band. Oh, it doesn't matter. They, fuck it. As far as I'm concerned, they're from Bromley.
Okay. Right? If not, they should move there.
Yeah, move to Bromley. Raw. Oh, and they're called Raw Poo.
I remember now.
Yeah, they're fucking great.
How could I forget?
Right, now, thing is, though, oh, I don't know which fucking track it is now. Oh, I really don't either.
It's put on random.
Oh, bollocks. Right, we're going to have to go through all of them.
Okay, this will be interesting.
Yeah, it will, until I get to the
until
right
you know
one.
Which one it is.
Yeah, so look, you might want to turn the music down a bit so we can talk over it so we get to the right one. It's the only thing that I haven't added the number of the track and the thing. Oh,
here we go.
Bollocks.
This will be interesting.
This is going to be interesting. Let's just see how it gets on. I'll recognise the start, though. Right, that's not it. And that's not how you flick. Right, that's not it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Big boobs!
That's big boobs.
That's not it.
Okay.
I think this is it.
Why did we come second in the music category?
I don't know, but I think this is it.
Do you want to go for it?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I think this is it. Yes, this is it. Right. Right, let's stop it. Probably give it the big intro. Phew. Right, this is Raw Poo, and this is the ballad of Shitlock Lee.
Nice.
Feels.
Thanks.
He drinks spice rum. He does him up the bum. He used to be a roadie. I was singing like that all the way through. Yeah. That's a great song. What a great way to finish another brilliant episode of Punky. I've enjoyed it this week. You know what happens normally when I'm not that sure about it? It's a brilliant show.
Yeah.
And when I've enjoyed it, it's a load of bollocks.
Yeah, funny that, isn't it? It does happen.
Now that is very nearly a Foxy Moron. That's just an oxymoron, isn't it? I enjoy it. No one else does.
Yeah.
Well, mind you. that could be sex with me. Hey, thank you very much for tuning in this week. There'll be another show next week because, unlike some podcasts, we do one every week.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And we're back to Mondays now. Sorry about the delays the past couple of weeks.
Until the next time something bad happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look, guys, don't worry. You're going to get a show every week.
Yeah, it might be Tuesday night.
Even if one of us is on holiday or whatever, we're going to make sure you always get a show every week. Because we love our listeners.
We love our listeners.
One of our listeners.
As much as the listeners love them.
A few things for you to do this week.
Yes.
Go to podcastalley.com, vote punky. Go to iTunes, particularly if you are a Canardan, but also UK iTunes. It does work. We've had another two reviews on there. Yeah, please do review us at iTunes if you can do. Just write anything at all. Obviously, 5 stars.
Obviously.
It does move us up the featured bit. Not the chart, but the featured list. It's very helpful to us. Make sure you check out our MySpace profile, myspace.com/punkyradio. We also have a number of other profiles which are on the Punky Radio one.
Yes.
Including 3 fan sites.
3? Is that including the new one?
What's the new one called? Oh, there's 4 with the new one.
Fan Club Union or something, isn't it? Or
the Punky Fans Union.
Punky Fans Union.
Which is basically means everybody just go on there and join them. But there's the Prick Faction, Paul really is the cooler kid. There's Treat Tony Nicely.
Yep.
There's Spank Tony Like a Bitch.
Spank Tony Like a Bitch.
Now there's the Punky Fans Union, which is great. And he's in Japan.
Imagine that.
A Punky Fans Union in Japan.
And they use an alcohol song on the page.
Buy a t-shirt if you get a chance.
And send us a picture.
Check out the new video that will be... It might not be on the Punky profile, but it'll be on my
one.
Just go on my one via Punky. There's a video of me and Sherwood Forest, which is very, very silly. Anything else we've forgotten? Make sure you check out Pod Riot.
Yeah, keep forgetting that.
Excellent podcast on Pod Riot. Go to Britcaster.com, find out some British podcasts. Listen to the promo after this. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'm Poog! I'm Poog!
Is life getting a little stressful on your loo pad? You find the need to wind down? To chill out? To listen to some acoustic music? Then you should be listening to... Shut up! Thank you! Yes. You should be listening to It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast with Graham Holland. That's better, isn't it?
itsafrogslife.net/podcast.
Keep that toothpaste away from me, Tony.
Sorry about that.
Finish the fucking show. Christ.
Okay.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.